coming up on episode number 938. Well, you've heard me do episodes that focus on a movie and listening to covers of songs from the soundtrack of that movie. And of course, you've heard cover stories here on Coverville, where I focus on a single artist and we listen to different interpretations of that artist's music. But what happens when you merge the two? What if there was an actor whose resume was filled with movies that have had fantastic soundtracks, maybe even soundtracks that he himself has contributed to? Well, tonight we're doing such a thing. John Travolta turns 59 next week. Yeah, didn't time it with one of the decade birthdays, but his long and storied movie career is rife with great soundtrack songs, some of which he's even sung himself. It's the John Travolta Movie Jukebox, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, February 12th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to something new, the Movie Jukebox, I guess is what I'm calling it for this time anyway. John Travolta has just had such a great career with soundtracks for his films, having some really memorable songs. And of course, you know, you look at his resume, and you've got things like Saturday Night Fever and Pulp Fiction, Grease, whatever. Let's go through a few of those albums, a few of those soundtracks, and a few of his movies to uncover some great songs in cover form. But before we even do the Grease or the Saturday Night Fever, we have to go a little bit earlier into the 70s. To a horror classic called Carrie. He was one of the Sweat Hogs. No, he wasn't. He was a high school student, colleague of Carrie's, and also even contributed to her harassment, featuring very prominently and maybe even foreshadowingly in that film. Was Martha and the Vandellas' Love is Like a Heat Wave. Let's listen to a cover by Miss Joan Osborne from her 2007 album Breakfast in Bed. It's Love is Like a Heat Wave.
people said are breaking and everybody's shaking and staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive. The New York Times effect on that.
Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. I feel the set of breaking and everybody's shaking, you're staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying
tornadoes, Matic. Why could be grease lightning?
Go grease lightning, we're gonna be rocking tonight.
Of a cover of the song from Grease. That is Grease Lightning by the Coffin Nails from their 1993 album Ein Bier Bitte, or Bitte, which I believe means one beer please in German. I think they are a German rockabilly band. I'm pretty sure all the stuff that I was able to find from them had some German connection. So I'm going to guess that they hail from Germany. That's Coffin Nails and, of course, the song from Grease. Before that, If I Can't Have You by Charlene Spiteri from her 2010 album, The Movie Songbook, which featured a bunch of different covers of songs popularized by film. Yvonne Elliman did the version on the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever. However, that was a song originally done and written, of course, by the Bee Gees. Staying Alive was right before that by Arch Embassy from their brand new album Spotlight on the Bee Gees. I guess a brand new EP, 6-song EP by Arch Embassy covering a bunch of different Bee Gees tracks. Staying Alive right there. And then we start off the set with Love is Like a Heat Wave, which was covered by Joan Osborne, originally by Martha and the Vandellas. And it is that Martha and the Vandellas version that you'll find in one of the first, not the first, but one of the first John Travolta movies, which was Carrie. We'll have a couple, at least one more track from Grease after this. But first, I do want to talk about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. It is Hover. Hover is a website registration, domain registration tool that just is basically there to make things a lot easier for you to get a domain. You go to some of these domain registration places and, all right, first you search for your domain. And you choose it, then you're inundated with a deluge of options and add-ons and extra things you can buy. Do you want privacy? Do you want this? Do you want that? Hover believes that everyone should be able to take control of their online identity with their own domain name, and it makes it easy to do so. So you can go there and get your .net, your .co, your .com, .tv, .country code, everything else, domain names. And it's... it's not hard when you use Hover. They take all the hassle and friction out of owning and managing your domain name. They've got a very clean and simple, easy to use experience for searching for and purchasing the domain name you want. And they don't believe in hiding any functionality or requiring extra payment for things that should be included with your domain name. Things like Whois privacy, subdomains, URL forwarding, all of that included when you go through Hover. Not so when you go through other places. And Hover makes it, Hover email makes it easy and affordable to create a memorable email experience and eschew the impersonal free website email address. So here's what you want to do. And by the way, really quickly, let me tell you that their customer support is king. I used them myself and picked up the realityville.tv domain name. And I'll talk a little bit more about why I picked that up. But we'll hear about that more on a later show. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to hover.com/Coverville. That's hover.com/Coverville. That'll get you to Hover's site, and it lets them know that you came from my recommendation. Try it out. You know, take a look at how easy it is to get a domain name through Hover, and I think you'll agree that they take all of the labor, all of the difficulty, and all of the friction out of getting your online identity. That's hover.com/Coverville. Go check them out today. All right, let's get to the next set of music, and I promised you a song from Grease. Let's get to it right now. From the soundtrack to the TV show Californication, Season 3 from Showtime, here is Danielle Duvall and her cover of You're the One That I Want.
Multiplying.
That is Girly Man and their cover of Dusty Springfield's Son of a Preacher Man, of course, popularized most recently by the film Pulp Fiction. And we'll hear a little bit more from Pulp Fiction when we get back from break. Before that, Looking for Love by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes from the 2006 album Love Their Country, originally by Johnny Lee. And before that, Kevin Cahoon from his 2006 album Doll and a cover of Anne Murray's Could I Have This Dance. Those two songs popularized and actually I think made their first appearances on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack, which was another one of John Travolta's musical and dancing movies. Of course, the one right before that, You're the One That I Want from Grease, covered there by Danielle Duvall from the 2009 season 3 of Californication, music from the Showtime series, the original, done very memorably by Sandy and Danny, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John in that film. Coverville second half is brought to you by Think Geek, stuff for smart masses. And all right, it's a little too late to get stuff for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day, but maybe you just want to get something as a gift, just something nice on a just because kind of day instead of making it a holiday. Well, how about some votive candles just made specifically for geeks? You can get the, I think it's a 4-pack. Yeah, you get all four of them. You get a retro arcade candle, so it smells like an old 25-cent arcade. You get one that smells like Middle Earth and another one that smells like space. I'm really curious about that one. And finally, one that smells like, yes, Teen Spirit. Retro Arcade, Middle Earth, Teen Spirit, and Space, a set of four candles made for geeks from thinkgeek.com. It's just under $20, $19.99, and they have them in stock. Pick them up right now from thinkgeek.com, but before you go there, go to coverville.com, go to the right side of the page, and click the link for Think Geek. That'll still get you to their page, still does exactly what you expect it to do. But any purchase you make at ThinkGeek, whether it's these votive candles or the new Lego mug, whatever it is, I'll get, or Coverville gets a little bit of a kickback of money that goes right back into the show. That's ThinkGeek.com. Stuff for smart masses. All right, promised you some more Pulp Fiction. And why not just take a cover right from the soundtrack itself? This was a huge, huge cover and a breakthrough release for the band Urge Overkill. Here is their cover of Neil Diamond's Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl, and all they can say is he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around who I'm gonna find. Don't let them break up your mind. Thank you.
shining on my heart.
Hey, I'm living in a
so you could see the truth, baby. That is love I have inside.
Hey, oh,
everything it seems. But for now I find it's only in my dreams. I can change the world. I'll be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my life was really something good, baby, if I could change. Could be king, even for a day. I'd take you as my queen. I'd have it no other way. And our love will rule in this kingdom we have made. Oh, till then I'd be your fool. For a day that I could change the world. Who I would be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my life was really something good, baby, if I could change the world. Baby, if I could change.
Chimney tops, that's where
A great connection there. That is Olivia Newton-John and her cover of Over the Rainbow, which was included in the film Face Off. You can also find that on her 1989 album Warm and Tender. You actually can't find it on the official Face Off soundtrack, but they did use it in the film. So it's kind of an interesting connection there, since Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta worked so much together in the past. Yeah, I tried to find a cover of Twist of Fate not Perfect. What was the other movie? Oh, geez. I can't remember the name of the movie. I was looking all over it, all over his list earlier today, picking out songs. Two to Tang. Yeah, I can't remember. Anyway, it'll come to me. I'm sure it'll come to me. And I didn't find any covers. Actually, speaking of Perfect, I didn't find any covers from Perfect either. Two of a Kind. That was it. That was the Olivia Newton-John film. That paired her back up with John Travolta. Anyway, Over the Rainbow right there by Olivia Newton-John. Before that, Change the World by an a cappella group called Fool Moon from their 2008 album Acapelland. And that, of course, is the cover of the song from Eric Clapton, a song that he not only recorded for the film Phenomenon, but also accepted several Grammy Awards for that song. Best Record of the Year, if I remember correctly. And just an amazing, amazing performance there. And a great a cappella cover of the song as well. You can't beat that, right? Miserlou, right before that, by Martin Denny, a version that actually predates the Dick Dale version, originally by Michaelis Patrinos, of a song called Miserlou. That one you'll find on Volume 1 of Ultra Lounge, entitled Mondo Exotica. Some great stuff on there. And we start off the set with a cover from Pulp Fiction. That was Urge Overkill and their cover of Neil Diamond's Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. And with that, we're going to close out this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a request you'd like played on the show, email me requests@coverville.com. That's requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. I have a dedicated request line just for you. That number is 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. Of course, you can also visit Coverville online by going to coverville.com. You're probably there right now. You've probably been there. You've probably listened to this show on that website. Of course, it is a place where you can download the entire archives of Coverville one show at a time. Or if you want something much easier, buy the DVD and get all 900 shows on one. I was about to say one DVD. No, it's about five DVDs now. So it's a five DVD set. All sorts of other things you can do there at coverville.com. Check it out. Spend some time there. Enjoy yourself. Make yourself at home. We'll be back on Thursday with another cover story edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abitz saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpan Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, they'll touch your hair. Why you gotta touch my hair? I work really hard on my hair. I don't know why you gotta touch it.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.